And good Saturday morning and welcome to Sports Talk. I'm Greg Ray on this very special Saturday as we will be recognizing several young student athletes from Emporia and the surrounding area, as well as a couple of coaches, as our KVOE, Emporia High and Area High School Athletes and Coaches of the Year will be announced. First up, before we get started, I'll let you know, Saturday Morning Sports Talk driven by LongpineAuto.com. As this is always a kind of a fun day for me, as we recognize both a male and female student athlete from both Emporia High and from the area high schools, as well as our coaches of the year from Emporia High and area coaches. And just to let you know how this is all taking place, it's not us at KVOE that get together in a room and start throwing darts at a dartboard and come up with these selections. For Emporia High, we ask our coaches, the Emporia High coaches, to make nominations of student athletes who they feel would be deserving of the recognition of being named the Student Athlete of the Year at Emporia High, and also for Coach of the Year. And once those nominations are received, we send those out to our sponsors, the people who pay our bills, that advertise, and so we can broadcast the Emporia High football, basketball games and go to the state track meet and broadcast some of the other activities that go along with Emporia High, including wrestling and some of the other things we do for Emporia High. The KVOE Spartan Booster Club is what they're called, and then they do the voting. They select who's going to be the athletes and coach of the year. And then for our area athletes, we send out letters to the athletic directors of the area schools and ask them to make nominations. And once those nominations are received, we send those out to the principals. And sometimes it's the same person, but then they vote on who they feel like is deserving. And like to thank all those who nominated and all those who voted on our male and female student athletes of the year and coaches of the year, because without you, these would not be possible. Now, for our athletes of the year, not only do they receive a nice plaque courtesy of Complete Works, and for those that haven't opened up your box and look at them, you can do that. Those are really nice plaques, and Complete Works does a really nice job with those plaques. We'll have pictures up later on today at KVOE.com with all our award winners today. Also, for the student athletes, they will be receiving a $300 scholarship that we will be sending to the college they will be attending in the fall and help them out. $300, I know, may not go very far today in the state of education, but maybe pay for a couple books and maybe a few other things to go along, but $300 scholarship to each of the student athletes of the year. And without further ado, I'll go ahead and tell you who our award winners are. First off, for Emporia High, our female student athlete of the year is Macy Adams. Congratulations. Our male student athlete of the year is Camden Kermer. And our coach of the year is Sean Russell. Now, Sean Russell's not going to be with us today. He happens to be riding in the Unbound Gravel 100 bike race today. And we'll have him on next Saturday, and we'll talk to him about his season. Of course, he helped lead the Emporia High girls to an outstanding season as far as wrestling. He's a girls wrestling coach, and we congratulate him. For our area athletes, our female student athlete of the year is Emmy Punches from Burlingame. Our male student athlete of the year is Jordan Barnard of Volpe. Unfortunately, he's not able to join us today. He has a family commitment. And our coach of the year, by the slimmest of margins, Chris Schmidt of Volpe. So congratulations to you all. And we'll start first off with the Emporia High student athletes, and we'll start with Macy Adams. And Macy, go ahead, scoot up a little closer to the microphone. Just let us know, first off, what were the sports that you participated in and what some of the other activities you participated in at Emporia High?
I did volleyball for 4 years, basketball for 4 years, and I did track for 2 years as well. I was also a part of National Technical Honor Society and Emporia High FFA as well.
And looking back at this past year, your senior year, how would you categorize your senior year?
It was definitely different. It was, there was a lot of things you had to overcome, and it wasn't, I guess, normal or what you look forward to, but it was a year to remember for sure.
And obviously, after having last spring taken away from the student athletes, being able to compete in all of your sports this last year had to be just to be able to compete had to be a plus.
Yes, it was. It definitely drove all of us on any team that I played on, whether that was getting together in the summer or getting to play sports during actual school year. It definitely drove people, and especially myself and my teammates, to just work harder because you never know. We never knew if it was going to get taken away or not.
So what are your future plans?
I am going to Butler Community College in El Dorado, and I got a scholarship to play volleyball there as well, and I'm going to be studying in the pre-veterinary field.
So volleyball, are you playing some club volleyball this summer?
I'm working out with my club coach that I've played for with a long time, and I'm doing workouts for my volleyball coach up there, but yeah.
So this summer's full summer?
Oh, yeah, for sure. We'll have a lot of stuff to get through, but I'm really excited to get started up there.
So what was the deciding factor with Butler?
They were the first school that I reached out to. I knew it was close, and I know they have a good volleyball program, and I respect their coach a lot. She works really hard. She's had a long background in volleyball, and my high school volleyball coach actually reached out to her for me. She played there as well. And I'd been talking to the coach for a while, and then she was the one that offered me a scholarship. So I was really excited.
Well, congratulations, not only on this year, but for your high school career at Emporia High. I know you probably had some other options that you were looking at, probably had a chance to maybe play some basketball as well and maybe do some other things. But good luck at Butler County playing volleyball.
Thank you.
That's Macy Adams. She is our Emporia High Student Athlete of the Year, and our Emporia High Male Student Athlete of the Year is Camden Kermer. And Camden, why don't you tell us some of the sports that you participated in and some of the other activities you're involved with at Emporia High.
Yeah, I participated in football for 4 years, basketball for 4 years, and baseball for 4 years, and then I wasn't really in any clubs, so...
Well, with all the other stuff that I know you're involved with, those almost come out to be full-time jobs. But for you, your senior year, what is it that stands out about your senior year?
You know, not knowing in the spring kind of shook everybody. The not known of if we were going to have a football season, even a basketball season. So getting out there and playing, it was just one more time. It was a great moment every single time you're out there.
Well, I know in watching you play all of your and compete in all of your sports, the one thing that you did do is you took advantage of your opportunities. You didn't let yourself get cheated. You gave everything you had, and that's something that I think goes in your family.
Yeah. You know, I just didn't want to leave anything out there. You know, you never know when it's going to get taken away, and we saw that. So just go out there, play your hardest, and the best comes out with it.
So what's next for Camden Kermer?
I'm going up to K-State. Not sure on what major, but, you know, I'll figure it out.
So no athletic activities, not going to continue your athletic career?
Nope. I was maybe thinking about football, but I just decided to go to K-State.
Is there a direction that you're thinking of, or is it still really, like you said, up in the air?
No, it's up in the air. Yeah, I've got a couple different things, but it'll work out.
See, you're not the first Kermer, I think, to have been named a KVOE Student Athlete of the Year. I think one of your older brothers was received that award. And was that kind of any thought in your mind on that? I know this is not something that people talk about a lot, but was that something that was in the back of your mind?
Yeah, you know, it's always in the back of your mind. When you called me, I was like, wait, yeah, my brother also got this award, so yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a pretty neat deal because, one, you're nominated by coaches, and they pay attention to how you play, how you practice, and how you handle yourself outside of the realm of competition, and more than one coach nominated you. So that's something really to be proud of, and we congratulate both Macy and Camden on being selected the Emporia High athletes and of the year. Again, congratulations on your accomplishments at Emporia High School, and good luck in the future.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Why don't you go ahead and stay put? We'll take our first break here on Saturday Morning Sports Talk, and we'll be back to talk with our Area Athlete of the Year and along with our Coach of the Year right after this timeout. This is Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by LongvineAuto.com.
At Longvine Auto Plaza in Emporia, quality products and great customer service are what we value most. We work to provide our friends and customers our very best. We know how important a clean and safe environment is for you to shop in. We want you to feel comfortable about your safety while you look for the newest from Chevy and Buick. Chevy is the only brand to earn J.D. Power Dependability Awards for cars, trucks, and SUVs for 5 years in a row. And Buick has the most complete lineup of luxury SUVs. Need maintenance or repairs on your current vehicle? Let one of our award-winning service professionals or our Total Collision Center get you back on the road. If customer service and quality products are what you value most, come to Longvine Auto Plaza. It's our total commitment to you that has made the difference for over 50 years. So come in today or visit us at longvineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Live and local sports news and views. Saturday Morning Sports Talk on 14 KVOE.
Again, welcome back. Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by LongvineAuto.com. And this is Awards Saturday here on Saturday Morning Sports Talk. We visited with our Emporia High Athletes of the Year, Macy Adams and Camden Kermer. And unfortunately, our male area student athlete of the year, Jordan Barnard, unable to join us today due to a family commitment, but we hope to have him on next Saturday, so we'll talk to Jordan next Saturday. Also, Sean Russell, who is the Emporia High Coach of the Year. He was the girls' wrestling coach. He, again, riding in the 100, the Unbound Gravel 100. So we wish him luck and hope he finishes well today, and we'll talk to him next Saturday as well. But our area high school female student athlete of the year is Emmy Punches from Burlingame. And Emmy, why don't you tell us things that you've been involved with at Burlingame?
So athletic-wise, I did cross-country, basketball, and track all 4 years. But academically, like with clubs, I did Stuco, K's, volunteered at Harvesters, Scholars Bowl, Science Club, just a lot of extracurriculars.
And I think that's something that small schools have an advantage of over maybe some of the larger schools. They still have those clubs to be involved with, but it seems like it might be a little easier for some of the smaller schools because they know, well, if we don't get people who are involved in other sports involved, then we're not going to have anybody involved.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Especially coming from a small school, you can talk to those teachers, and they definitely understand, like, from an athlete perspective, they understand, like, when you have games and stuff because it's that tight-knit community.
So this school year, what kind of how successful of a senior year did you have?
Oh, I thought it went really well. Cross-country-wise, I finished – the highest place that I ever have, and I earned All-State with that. And I did battle an injury towards the middle of the season, and I was just very glad that we even had to have a season in the first place. And to finish as an All-State athlete with that, I thought was really awesome. Basketball-wise, we were the best team in school history. Our record, I can't remember what it is off the top of my head, but it was one of the best in the school seasons. And I know some of the seniors, we actually were, like, stat-wise, we were one of the best in the school. And track, we had the most medals for the athletes that made it there that qualified. I know all of the girls that qualified, we got state medals, which was pretty awesome.
Yeah, I was there last Saturday, and I remember Daylen Winters had a pretty good state track meet a day after she helped lead the softball team to a second place finish at state. So
oh, yeah.
Seniors had a pretty good year.
Yes, it was very successful.
And I know in basketball, I felt sorry for you. I felt sorry for all the area schools because there were at least three or four area schools, and you all got stuck in the same sub-state and same region. And unfortunately, only one of them got to go to state, and that was Opie, and they ended up winning the state championship. But didn't you guys win one of those games with Opie during the year?
Unfortunately, no. We did keep up with them towards the first half, but it just fell off towards the end. We had a lot of turnovers, and that led to them scoring, and that's one of their strengths.
And in, for track and field, for you, how'd you do at the state track? Did you go? You were on one of the relays, or were you on a couple relays?
I was on the 4x8 this year. We ended up fourth in the state, and we PR'd by 20 seconds, and we ended up getting the school record at the state meet too.
You know, that's the one thing that I really like about the state track meet that I get such a joy out of watching and trying to keep an eye on. You can win the medals, you can win the gold medals, but then again, if you don't win the gold medal and you have a personal best record, a state or a school record, you can't be too disappointed.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And that's the one thing I noticed. There was one competitor, I can't remember where he was from, but he had a PR in one of the events. He finishes 10th, but how can you be disappointed with a 10th place finish when you had your best mark that you've had in your whole career? And I think that's such a great deal. So what's in the future for Emmy Punches?
I have committed to Highland Community College to run cross country and track and do basketball as well.
Oh, so you're going to do some juggling.
Oh, yeah. I'll be busy.
So does a basketball coach, are they okay with you working out, running cross country? And because I know normally basketball teams, once you step on campus, you start practicing.
Yeah, no, they've worked really well together. Both those coaches, I have so much respect for them. Just one of my goals was to do all those sports because I just love those sports so much. It's hard to just pick one after high school. And just communicating with those coaches, they worked with me and they really wanted me to do all those sports. And I really appreciated that.
So do you have a major path or a path of study?
I really think I'm kind of leaning towards business. I think it's more of like a general major, so you can do a lot with a business degree.
So are you going to wait and see what comes up athletically after your 2 years at Highland?
Oh, for sure.
Well, congratulations, Emmy, on an outstanding career at Burlingame High School, because I can remember seeing your name even when you were a youngster, a freshman, sophomore, and junior, or having accomplishment. I remember seeing your name this year and going, well, hasn't she graduated yet? And I'm sure there are a lot of coaches in the Lyon County League and around the area wondering, has she graduated? Isn't she about ready to graduate? Because I know you had a tremendous career at Burlingame High School. Congratulations on that, and good luck at Highland.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
Well, that's Emmy Punches. She is our Area Female Student Athlete of the Year, and our Area Coach of the Year is you've been honored with this award in the past, I know. Yeah. I believe so. But yes. what a school year for Coach Chris Schmidt. Started off the school year with his football team winning a state championship, then his basketball team won a state championship, and being the athletic director, you can take credit for all the other championships that were earned. But what a year for Opie High School.
Yeah, it's been a good year. You know, Greg, just like these other athletes have said, this was a unique year because going into fall, you just didn't know what was happening day by day. And, you know, these kids have talked about, you know, persevering and how their team stepped up. And I thought our kids did that from day one. And we treated it literally after losing the spring last year. You know, you didn't have to really tell the kids about, you never know what's going to happen. So these kids come to work every day, and they took every day one day at a time. And, you know, it was a good thing to see the success, you know, pay off in the long run.
You know, Jordan's not here, but we could probably talk about him a little bit
absolutely.
since you he was a member of the football team, member of the basketball team, also played golf. also a member of the baseball team. And when you look at what he was able to accomplish his senior year, if you were to write a book, I don't know if you could write it out the way it worked out for him.
No, you know, again, Jordan was that senior that was a leader for us in all sports, and he did a great job of, you know, setting that tone early. You know, that started in football, and, you know, and not just him, all our seniors. And the success we had is because we got pretty good kids, and they all go about their business, and so it's nice to see one of them get rewarded with this. And we probably had some other kids that were right there in that same spot, just like there's other area kids. And I thought our – as an overall Lyon County League, for a small league, we had great success in all our sports. And, you know, Emmy was part of a lot of at Burlingame with the girls, but we had several other area teams that, you know, Madison's had a great year. We've had a lot of teams and, you know, we coaches, we always talk and talk about how we feel like Lyon County League is one of the best small leagues in the state of Kansas, and obviously the success we had this year really shows that.
I can just go back to last week in the state track meet. When you look at the Lyon County League, on the boys' side in particular, Madison finishes second. Hamilton, even though they're not officially in the league, they are because of their affiliation with Madison. They finish in fourth place, and the OP boys finish in fifth place. So three of the top five schools at the state track meet on the boys' side were out of the Lyon County League.
Yeah, you know. You know, I'm not sure how that all works out, but that was an unfortunate thing for, you know, Hamilton and Madison. Those kids have competed all year long and that. But, you know, they stepped up to the challenge, and they were right there. And, again, like you said, I love watching the state track meet. I go and watch it. You know, it's a little different this year because it's 1A and 2A just themselves. But, you know, we had a lot of great athletes, you know, and all our schools really stepped up. And like Emmy said, I know Opie had some teams that, you know, got on the podium and maybe didn't get on, but they had personal record, you know, they ran their best times. And it's great to watch those kids perform like that.
And then to talk to them, and, you know, some of them are disappointed that it didn't go a little better. But then when they step back and take a look at it, you know, I had a pretty good track meet. My times were as good as they've been all year long. Maybe would have liked to have finished maybe a spot higher or maybe a second faster, but just watching kids compete. And it's not just track and field in any sport. When a player or a student athlete, you can tell when they're giving it their all. It makes a difference and makes it enjoyable to watch.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm speaking for all coaches, but, you know, we've got kids sitting here right now that this is why we coach. It's kids like this that put the time and the effort in and willing to, you know, do whatever it takes to help their team be successful. And, you know, I know I'm speaking for all coaches, but that's what drives us as kids like this to deal with every day, you know, to be a part of our family.
Well, for you, again, congratulations to the state championships, football and basketball. But and talking with all the coaches that I get a chance to talk to, it's not about what the coaches do. It's about what the student athletes do and what they're able to accomplish in their field of competition, because there are so many life lessons that you can learn from athletics at the high school level, just learning how to compete, how to battle through adversity, how to handle disappointment, how to handle euphoria of the joy of being successful. And there's so much to be learned from being a part of extracurricular activities at the high school level.
Absolutely. You know, we always talk about it, you know, just trying to prepare you for after high school, you know. Sports are like a job, and that's kind of how we approach it. So and the kids buy into it, and they do a great job doing it.
Well, congratulations, Coach Schmidt. Congratulations, Emmy. Congratulations, Macy. Congratulations to Camden, also to Jordan and to Sean. Wish those both of them were here today, but we'll have them on hopefully next week, and we'll talk to them and get more information from them. But congratulations again to all of you. Again, Emmy Punches and Jordan Barnard, Emmy from Burlingame, Jordan from Olpe, and Chris Schmidt from Olpe are our area high school Female and Male and Coach of the Year, and Macy Adams and Camden Kermer and Sean Russell are our Emporia High Male, Female Student Athletes of the Year and Coach of the Year. Congratulations to you all. And we wish you well in your future endeavors. We'll need you to stick around because I need to get some photos afterwards. And we might even talk to you a little bit more because we still have some more time here on Saturday Morning Sports Talk. We'll take our final break and we'll be back with more right after this timeout. This is Saturday Morning Sports Talk driven by LongvineAuto.com.
At Longvine Auto Plaza in Emporia, quality products and great customer service are what we value most. We work to provide our friends and customers our very best. We know how important a clean and safe environment is for you to shop in. We want you to feel comfortable about your safety while you look for the newest from Chevy and Buick. Chevy is the only brand to earn J.D. Power Dependability Awards for cars, trucks, and SUVs for 5 years in a row. And Buick has the most complete lineup of luxury SUVs. Need maintenance or repairs on your current vehicle? Let one of our award-winning service professionals or our Total Collision Center get you back on the road. If customer service and quality products are what you value most, come to Longvine Auto Plaza. It's our total commitment to you that has made the difference for over 50 years. So come in today or visit us at longvineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Live and local sports news and views. Saturday Morning Sports Talk on 14 KVOE.
Welcome back, Saturday Morning Sports Talk. Greg Ray is, we've recognized our Student Athletes of the Year and Coach of the Year, and we're going to keep them around, and we'll talk a little bit more with them as we go along this morning. And I asked them what's up next for the rest of this weekend, and Emmy says, I've got a basketball tournament to play in. So who are you playing for this summer?
I'm playing for the Lady Nets, coached by Mike Watkins.
And you'll be in where? Kansas City for a weekend tournament? Have you played any games yet? Or
this is our first tournament.
And so how many games do you have on the schedule for today?
Three.
And you start your first game what time?
At 2:40.
2:40, so you'll have... She had to
check with her personal secretary to make sure she had the time right.
And probably the chauffeur to make sure she gets to the gym on time. And, finding out that you're going to be playing at the Hy-Vee Center. And for those who aren't familiar with the Hy-Vee Center, it's the old Kemper Arena. It's been remodeled. It's also where the MIAA has their offices in Kansas City. So I've seen some photos of what they've done. And Kemper Arena's not quite the same Kemper Arena, but it sounds like they've done a pretty nice deal. And just to play in that historic venue can be kind of fun, and was there for a number of NAI national championship tournaments, and also that's where KU won one of their national championships in 1988 when they beat Oklahoma. They won that game in Kemper Arena. So a little bit of history for you there.
Wow, did not know that.
You know, Greg, when you start rolling back history like that, and then Emmy was talking about how she's going to play three basketball games today, that has to exhaust you. I mean, if you have that much memory of back in 1988, three basketball games in one day, I'm already ready for a nap right now, just thinking about it.
But what other places will you be going to play tournaments this summer, or has the whole schedule been put together?
I'll play every weekend in June and July, but we'll play mainly around the Kansas City area. I know a couple tournaments will go up to Branson, Missouri.
Oh, another vacation spot. And Dad says, yeah, uh-huh. But that, you know, and when your family goes with you to that, probably has to make it a little enjoyable. But are any of the players that you're on your traveling team with, are they going with you to Highland? Or could you be playing against them?
I will be playing against one of my teammates. Her name's Brittany Schroer, and she's going to be going to a community college, too, so I'll play her.
She's from Chase County, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
And she's another one of those athletes that was nominated for our Area Athlete of the Year. And, it's like Chris said, there were a lot of athletes that were very well deserving of this honor. And every school, I think, had at least one or two student athletes who you could put in that category of if they would have been voted that for the particular honor, you would have had no issue with that person winning that honor. And I think that's kind of neat. Mm-hmm. What about you, Macy and Camden? Anything special going on the rest of the summer for you guys?
Not really. I'm just, you know, working at Coaches, waitressing, getting money for college. But other than that, I'm just trying to enjoy, like, my last time here, you know. I mean, obviously, I'll be back. I still have my family here. But I'm excited to, you know, move away, start a new chapter in my life. And I think it'll be really good for me.
Yep. I'm working all summer, you know, hanging out with friends. So it'll be fun.
And I know you've played baseball and played Legion baseball, but this summer you're focusing on working. But you also told me you might sneak in a couple games if Coach lets you.
They might call me back.
Get the call up out of retirement.
Yep.
And we know what Chris is doing this summer because he's got to figure out who his head girls and assistant girls basketball coach is going to be heading into next year. So we know that's keeping him busy and up at night.
Yeah, we do. We got several spots. We got not only basketball, we're finishing up some volleyball stuff. Actually, this year we lost all of our female head coaches. So softball, track and field, the kid that was doing it just took a teaching job. So we got some work to do there, but we'll figure it out.
Did I see that you guys like hired a new elementary school teacher that may have some coaching lineage that might fill a position or two down there?
Well, I think down the road, yeah, my son Riker got hired on as a fourth grade teacher, so he's pretty excited to come back. And, you know, he always wanted to coach, and I the opportunities will happen, you know. But I know right now he's concentrating on his fourth grade class. He's excited to get that going and being back home. So
are you going to give us any hints on who might be in the running for the head girls basketball coach? I know there's a former Lady Hornet that is teaching in your school district that some people keep asking me about.
Well, I'm getting asked the same thing from a lot of people. You know, you know, Jesse and Carolyn both, you know, I know they've reached out to people themselves because they, you know, they're getting away from it, but you know, they're still going to be a part of it. That's just the way it is, you know. And it's a tough play. It's a tough shoes to fill. You can't refill Jesse's shoes. You know, Jesse is he's a tremendous coach. Been there for 44 years. You know, but I do feel that somebody that is in that position probably has had some type of connection through him or through Opie. So, you know, coming down the line. So we'll take our time and we'll get the right person in there.
And you mentioned volleyball, and she may not be as well known as Jesse Nelson, but what a run your volleyball coach has had.
Yeah, Marilyn Stevie, been a great asset to our programs. You know, she was our English teacher, and then she got out of that and kept coaching here for the last several years. And you know, that one we have filled. Crystal Hines has been the assistant for Maryland for several years now, and so she's stepping up into that shoe. We do have to fill in the assistant job now that she's moved. But again, you're speaking about Maryland and Jesse both, just what they've accomplished, and not only on the court, but what they've accomplished with our kids away from the court and what they've meant to our kids. And I think both of them would say that that's probably more important to them than all the winnings, you know, all that stuff. Is just being able to touch the lives of the kids in Opie and what they've done for our kids.
And I'm sure that's the same as for you. You know, you touch them when they're – have the interaction on the football field and on the basketball court with the student athletes. Probably the interaction you have with them on a daily basis as they're walking down the hallway is probably as important, if not more important.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I'm fortunate I get to kind of work with grade school kids in PE. So I meet a lot of these kids when they're young, and so I kind of – you know, are with them all the way through high school. And, you know, those graduation days, you know, we talk about them, and I know these kids the same way. That last time they put on that uniform this year, no matter what, when they took it off that last time, it was tough. And as a coach, those are tough nights. Win or lose, you know. We were fortunate to win a state championship, but I remember walking off the court with Jordan after the basketball, arm around him, and, you know, it was a bittersweet moment because I knew that was the last time that, you know, we would be doing that together. And so, you know, kids graduate there, and then you go back through it through May. Like, these coaches have had these kids graduate here in the last month, and knowing that they're not going to be in our hallways next year and be those leaders for our young kids, but we know they've made the path for our young kids, and you know, the next group will step up and take on that challenge.
You always hope that the younger players and younger students are paying attention.
Oh, absolutely. We push that in Opie, and I'm sure everybody else does the same thing.
This is Saturday Morning Sports Talk. We're driven by LongmineAuto.com. We're talking with Chris Schmidt, who is our area high school athlete or area high school coach of the year, and then, of course, our area athlete, female athlete of the year, Emmy Punches from Burlingame High School, Macy Adams from Emporia High, our Emporia High female athlete of the year, and Camden Kermer, our Emporia High male student athlete of the year, as they all receiving some fine recognition, outstanding recognition, and we do congratulate them on their successes and wish them well in the future. And we still have about 10 minutes left on this Saturday morning. And going on today here in Emporia, the Unbound Gravel.
There's what? There's something going on in Emporia today?
Well, you know, it is kind of amazing how all that is going on. There's the bike race, which is a big focus. The Emporia Junior Legion baseball team is hosting a four-team round-robin tournament. In fact, they play at 9 o'clock. They'll be taking on the Topeka Scrappers. I think, basically players from the Seaman School District that make up that particular team. And they'll play at 9 o'clock. And most likely they'll play again at 1 o'clock against the third place finishing team. Yesterday, the Junior Legion lost to Lawrence. 17-6 was the final score. A couple bad innings there. And then last night, they lost to El Dorado 18-1 and a couple of rough innings there. But a lot of youngsters getting some playing time, some freshmen to be. Got players who were eighth graders this last year finally getting to play some varsity-level style baseball. It's going to be a learning process, a developmental process, but they'll play today at 9 a.m. against the Topeka Scrappers, and then they'll play again at 1 o'clock, and then at 11 o'clock it'll be Lawrence and El Dorado playing, and then the championship game, for lack of a better description, will be played at 3 o'clock down at Soden's Grove. Next week, the Emporia Senior Legion will be holding the Sam Ellis Classic. And that's a tournament you're very familiar with, Camden. Brings in some pretty decent competition and always helps out to raise money for Sam Ellis Scholarship the Emporia Baseball Club gives out every year. That'll take place next week. But besides the baseball and the bike race, I know yesterday the Kansas Junior Optimus National Qualifying Golf Tournament was played down at the Emporia Golf Course. Three Emporians played in that. Brooke Souter, he finished in ninth place, I think it was. Caden Massey finished in the top 20. And also Nolan Jacobs, he in a younger age group, he finished fifth in his age group. But 55 golfers played in that yesterday. I know that out at Tressler Sports Complex, you talk about travel baseball, there's a big tournament that's going on out there.
Yeah, Energy is hosting one, right? Is that what it is?
This one is baseball.
Oh, yeah. I thought softball had a tournament this weekend, too.
They might, but nobody. I haven't been able to get a hold of those schedules.
And on top of all of that, Flint Hills Rodeo has their final night tonight as well. So there's a few things you can choose to do in and around Emporia here today.
And then this afternoon, in case you want to, you can catch the Royals, who seem to be smoking hot right now.
Yeah, they had that little two-week stretch where they couldn't buy a win, but they're kind of back to where they were before that, where they're finding ways to kind of doing the right things. I mean, I think all my conversations with Chris, you know, winning isn't always about having the best guys all the time. It's about guys believing that they can do the right thing at the right time. And this team, this year's Royals team, seems to be a pretty good example of that. When they're all kind of buying into that same belief that, you know, we may not all, you know, do the right things all the time, but we're going to try to, and we're going to be heading that way. And they all come together as a group, and we're back to seeing a stretch where they're winning games by just doing the right things out there.
Hitting three-run home runs in the first inning part, and batting twice in the same inning.
Yeah. What did Witt say? 15 guys in the same inning. He didn't think he's ever been part of an inning like that. But and I was part of a couple innings like that when I played in high school. Now, unfortunately, I was on the other side of it. And at one point, they moved me from second base to the pitcher mound, which probably took us from 9 guys in that inning to 15. But, yeah.
Now, and Witt last night became the first Royal to have 2 hits, a stolen base, and one of those hits being a home run in the same inning. And the first guy since Ricky Henderson back in 1980 to accomplish that feat.
Anytime you're mentioned with guys like Ricky Henderson, who you know, talking about a 20-year career, anybody who had a 20-year career and you're mentioned in the same breath as them, you probably accomplished something worth talking about. So,
I'm kind of surprised that you and Coach Schmidt haven't started talking Cowboys yet.
They got to do something for us.
We'll do that off the air.
They have to do something for us to start talking, you know, forcing people to listen to us talk about them. Yeah. I've made that concession on Monday Morning Quarterback with Steve and Aaron and Marcus that I'm not going to force you to listen to me talk about a team that doesn't deserve to be talked about.
No, a team that has been getting a lot of talk about, Kansas City Chiefs. They wrapped up their second week of OTAs, and Patrick Mahomes was working out, did participate, and all. He said, if I had to play, I could play. So he seems to be ahead of schedule with his toe surgery and rehabbing. He still says he still has to rehab and do some other things to make sure he's ready to go by the start of the season. But he seemed to be pretty happy with the way the OTAs are going. Get to try out some things that they don't normally get a try out. Find out, hey, let's try this out, see if it might work, and then we can put it into the playbook and install it during training camp. But he seemed to be having a good time, and I keep hearing good things about the Chiefs' offensive line and the new players that are coming in.
Yeah, that's the exciting. That's the thing I'm excited about watching is that offensive line come together, and you know, everyone gets excited about the quarterback and your wide receivers and. You know, on the defensive end, your pass rushers. But, I mean, if you don't have a solid defensive line and offensive line, just a solid line, it doesn't really matter what you're doing in the other positions because and Chris obviously knows that, your offensive line. And his offensive line and defensive line almost every game is undersized compared to some of the guys that they go up against. So it's about technique and playing together and all those things. And, you know, I know I'm excited about the offensive line. I'm a little scared. Everyone wants them to go 20-0, and it's like you have 5 guys that have never played together up there. I don't know how believable that is, but
well, and the thing that people, you know, they hear that, and the question to Patrick Mahomes was, "What record do you have your eye on breaking the most?" And he said, "The record I want to break the most right now is to go 20-0." He didn't say we're going to go 20-0, but. And then he talked about it the other day during his press conference. He goes, you know, because somebody asked him, well, what kind of response did you get from your teammates? He goes, I didn't hear anything from them. Everybody wants to go undefeated. It's one game at a time. Go 1-0 each week. And if you do that, you go 20-0, then you have the record broken. But in the NFL, it's awfully, awfully difficult to do.
I just would like to see whatever team I'm rooting for go 1-0 that second Sunday in February or whatever, whenever the Super Bowl is. You know what I mean? It's like you get to that game, I don't care if you lost 5 games in the regular season. I mean, just like if you're like the Royals, if you have just above 500 and make it in the playoffs and have a hot run and get to the World Series, I don't care that you went just above 500. Just have a good run at the end of the season.
And for those that may have their calendar out, circle, I think it's February 12th is the date they've set for the Super Bowl this next year. And the reason for it being so late is because this year there are 17 games during the regular season. Kind of surprised they didn't start the regular season a week earlier instead of, you know,
especially since they didn't they get rid of two or one one preseason game?
Preseason games.
Yeah, they got rid of one of the preseason games. So.
Yeah.
So there are not as many preseason games, just one more regular season game that means a little bit more, and the owners can recoup some of their money. But, you know.
Players are going to end up making that money, too. I mean, they can be mad. I mean, what was the when the Miami Dolphins went undefeated through the regular season and won the Super Bowl, the regular season was 14 games then?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes.
So they went 17-0. And, I mean, so players probably weren't happy when they expanded the season from 14 games to 16 games. They're grumbling. They went 16-17, but they'll be fine.
And really, the only thing they're doing is moving one of the spring, the exhibition games to the regular season.
Yeah, well, and it allows them to do some more of these kind of foreign games. You know, they've done the Mexico games and done London and things like that, and I think they want to continue to do some of that stuff. Before we wrap up, I know today we're honoring our athletes and coaches of the year, but, you know, I know Chris would probably agree with this. We probably need to add a Parent of the Year award because all of these kids in here and all these kids that we talk about on all these teams, and I'm sure coaches would have some nominations of parents that they know go above and beyond to make sure their kids show up to practices, especially when you're talking about underclassmen sometimes, freshmen and sophomores. They have to be driven to and from these practices at 6 o'clock in the morning or at 6 o'clock at night. So I'm sure there's could be some good nominations for Parents of the Year. Do I have any disagreement? Y'all all agree with me?
I agree. Yeah.
Yeah.
Coach?
Absolutely. You know, I know that, you know, the booster clubs and that kind of stuff is made up of parents. And I think all our schools have that and the support that we get throughout the year in our, you know, that comes from the parents. So these kids and everybody else could not do what we do without parents. No doubt about it.
Well, that's going to wrap it up for us on this Saturday morning. Again, congratulations to Emmy Punches, from Burlingame High School. She is our Area High School Female Student Athlete of the Year. Congratulations to Jordan Barnard of Volpe. He is our Area High School Boys Athlete of the Year, and we'll have him on next Saturday. He said he could make it in next Saturday, so we'll talk to him next Saturday. Congratulations to Chris Schmidt, our Area High School Coach of the Year. Congratulations to Macy Adams, our Emporia High Female Student Athlete of the Year. Congratulations to Camden Kermer, our Emporia High Male Student Athlete of the Year. And congratulations to Sean Russell, the wrestling coach, girls wrestling coach at Emporia High, our Emporia High Coach of the Year. And we will have Coach Russell on next Saturday morning. So we'll get a couple more of those that weren't able to be with us this morning on next Saturday morning. But congratulations to all. Congratulations on your accomplishments at the high school level and good luck at the collegiate level. And that's going to do it for us on this Saturday morning. Thanks for joining us. Have a good rest of the week. And this has been Saturday Morning Sports Talk. We've been driven by LongmineAuto.com.
96.9 FM, K245 BQ.